move on to listening to Sharon.
Hello, doctor. I've been having, well, first of all, I want to tell you how much we appreciate you and your program.
And, well, thank you.
All the help you give us all. Anyway, I've been having digestive problems. I'm 81 years old, and I've been using betaine and digestive enzymes, DGL, and I muscle test for those. And I eat very small portions to try to help with the problem. And I follow somewhat the FODMAP's recommendations. And I have so much stomach gas and bloating, and it especially starts up about 1:30 in the morning and lasts till 4 or 6. And the pressure of the bloating affects my heartbeat. But as soon as the gas comes up, the beat corrects itself.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, I'm very interested in what you have to say about that.
Okay, ma'am, and this is not at all unusual. You mentioned you're taking betaine, and many people who are over 60, and in fact, there's even a few people in their 20s who need it, but over 60? My goodness, according to Mayo Clinic research, and you've probably heard me carry on about this before, 3,700 people, by the time we all get to be 60, approximately, it's a little more, a little less, male or female, but approximately half of us need hydrochloric acid supplementation for our stomachs because our stomachs are undergoing what I've named gastropause, because that's exactly what it is. It's like menopause. It's like testosterone declining. The stomach just with age slows down. Okay, so you're taking the betaine hydrochloride, and that could be something that might need some adjustment because of the symptoms you mentioned to me. How much of it are you taking, ma'am?
I take usually 3 before each meal. I muscle test before I take them to see what my body's telling me.
Uh-huh.
And so I know you said that if it's not doing the job, to take more. And I've tried that too, but it doesn't really seem to change the situation.
Okay, ma'am. Well, one thing, don't take 3 before meals. When researchers study this, they find that, yes, our stomachs do start making a little bit of acid before we eat, but not very much. And the large majority of the acid is made as the food drops in to visit the stomach for a while. So I always encourage people to eat a little, take one, eat a little, take one, rather than taking them before meals.
Okay.
So it will be thoroughly mixed up with the food. Okay. Now, second reason, when people have symptoms such as gas and bloating of the gut, and they know they need at least some hydrochloric acid, the second reason I encourage a gentle upward climb in taking betaine hydrochloride is that a research professor in California discovered, and I am not at all kidding anyone, that an average dinner comprised of 6 ounces of beefsteak, green beans, a baked potato with butter in it, a glass of milk, a slice of bread with more butter, he specified no margarine, and 2 half peaches for dessert instead of 1 whole peach, I have no clue, but that's what he specified was 2 half peaches, that meal required, and hold on to your chair, ma'am, I am not asking you to do this, but when it was put into a blender and then it was acidified, it took 32 capsules to fully acidify that meal to the same pH level that a 16-year-old can do on his or her very own without having to take betaine hydrochloride capsules.
Oh, my goodness.
I know, ma'am. Now, I'm not kidding. The 8 ounces of milk was the big culprit. That required 16 capsules all by itself. There's a biochemical explanation for why milk does that, but it definitely does. Okay. So that leaves us 16 capsules with the meal, and I'm not going to take 16 capsules of hydrochloric acid. I got to take my vitamin C's, too, and my vitamin D's and all that other stuff, and so I'm not going to take 16 of those with a meal. What we found by observing the absorption of nutrients into the body with varying amounts of hydrochloric acid and pepsin is, on the average, people could get the job done with 4 to 6 capsules with the smaller meals, and some people needed 6 to 8 with the largest meal. Now, what's this got to do with your symptoms? A whole heck of a lot, ma'am, because bloating and gas are gas-caused, aren't they? And where does that gas come from? Nobody's piping gas into our insides.
It feels like it.
No, I know, but nobody's doing it. There's no pipe sticking out our rear ends or down our throats and putting the gas in there. So where it's coming from? It's coming from the little critters that live in our guts called bacteria and fungi. And those bacteria and fungi, the ones that produce all that gas, are usually inhibited by sufficient hydrochloric acid and pepsin. And that's what keeps bad guy germs from growing in most teenagers' guts, unless, of course, they just ate something rotten, in which case they're going to get a bunch of germs at once. But other than that, the hydrochloric acid inhibits the growth of gas-producing fungi and bacteria. So as we work our way slowly up the scale on the betaine hydrochloride and pepsin with meals, usually the gas, and I did say usually because there's a rare circumstance where it doesn't, but usually the gas will start to decrease and diminish and decrease and diminish. And when we finally get to the full amount that our stomachs need to be digesting stuff, what do you know? We get a little bit of gas like we did when we were younger. Everybody does that. But we don't have this big bunch of gas. So, ma'am, it sounds like you may be needing to work with a doctor who's skilled in natural medicine on stepping up this scale, because if somehow it doesn't seem to work for you, there may be some advice that will help it work.
Well, I'm certainly going to step up my approach with the betaine. That's for sure.
Well, that's your gas inhibitor, ma'am, is the betaine. Mm-hmm. Now, I've got one other question for you.
Yes.
Anybody who needs betaine hydrochloride needs vitamin B12 by injection. The same cells that make acid and pepsin, they make the intrinsic factor that is totally necessary to grab onto vitamin B12 and pull it into the body. And if the acid and pepsin are not being made adequately, the intrinsic factor isn't either. And that is why there are so many of us who are over 70 who are taking B12 shots, because our stomachs aren't making that. So are you taking B12 shots, ma'am?
Yes, until about a month ago. And that is when this, really set in, this gas problem. So that is very interesting. Thank you.
Okay, ma'am. Well, maybe you can set it out.
Yes.
Maybe. Okay.
Oh, I so appreciate your help, Doctor. As usual, you're just a fountain of information for us all. So.
Well, thank you for helping spread the word about all these kind of things. Because you're not the only one, you know.